Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, folks, as I promised you. Grace Marie is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1998. That's how long, ladies and gentlemen, I have been talking about healthcare reform on this show. Grace Marie joined me in March of 98. This is her 12th anniversary right now as a member of our Brain Trust, and for which we're very grateful. She began my career on this show advocating for healthcare reform, and we've talked about it ever since. We've thrown out lots of ideas. We've proposed lots of ideas. We've advocated for lots of ideas, that most of which have not happened. But now we have this Obamacare bill. That's all I can call it, is Obamacare. I don't know any other way to frame it. And nobody on the planet worked harder to prevent this kind of a bill to be from being passed than Grace Marie Turner, and for which I think this nation owes her a debt of gratitude. I know I certainly do. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure, and thank you for your leadership and keeping your audience so informed. You know, the American people get it. The American people are with us on this. It is representative democracy that is broken down. The Congress just did not.
Has anybody seen anything like this? In the history of the country, has this kind of attitude? I mean, in my opinion, Grace Marie, last week and week and a half or so ago, I got the feeling that the people who wanted this bill to go through were prepared to stop at virtually nothing. Did you get that feeling?
Absolutely right.
They wind up not having to do all that stuff.
The bill doesn't work. I mean, the American Academy of Actuaries sent a detailed report to Congress before this was enacted, saying basically the bill doesn't work. You can't, these parts don't fit together.
Yeah.
It's all going to fall apart. That we're starting to find out about the mandates, the rules and restrictions on
Grace Marie. Hold on, that I want to get into that in a little bit. Before we do that, I want to come back to this part about doing whatever it took.
Okay.
I mean, and we know that they were prepared to deem it pass the slaughter idea. Mm-hmm. We know they were prepared to do that. They if they couldn't get the votes, they were going to do that, but they still wound up doing the reconciliation, right?
Well, they couldn't have merged the two bills into one to hopefully get something that actually made a little bit more sense
in the conference.
And so they just passed the Senate bill through the House with all the Cornhusker kickbacks, and then a second bill in the Senate that only needed 51 votes. So they absolutely went around the will of the American people. There's a new poll out today saying that the American people think that they abused their power in doing this. But remember what Nancy Pelosi said, you know, we're going to do this any way it takes.
Right.
We're going to go around the
bill. Who was it? Somebody said
over.
Somebody said there are no rules. Who said that?
And one of the members of one of Pelosi's lieutenants said, you know, we're basically making the rules here. We decide what the rules are.
Right. Now, folks, what we're talking about at this moment is this kind of an attitude. And Grace Marie, I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat. I don't care what the issue is. If you've got this many Americans against something, and you've got to go to this kind of, to use these kinds of tactics to pass something, I would be talking about this the same way, regardless of who it was, if it was George Bush or Ronald Reagan or whoever, I would be saying the same thing about them.
Absolutely right. And it really is, to your earlier question, Jim, it is unprecedented that they would pass something, legislation of this scale that reaches into the corners, every corner of our economy, into
and
every
our
one of our
lives,
on an ultra-partisan basis. I mean, Democrats voted against this.
Yeah.
They didn't have a single Republican in either chamber.
Exactly.
And a lot of Democrats voted against
on both sides.
On both sides. I mean, that is...
In both houses.
You can't do that in this country. With something of this scale, you've got to have bipartisan support. You've got to have the American people with you.
Folks, things that Grace Marie just enumerated, that kind of behavior, this kind of activity that just happened, and the signing of this bill into law, with all those circumstances she just mentioned, is unprecedented in the history of this country. And that's just something that we have to realize. 22, right back after these messages with Grace Marie Turner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.